Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trainer Podcast of your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we're talking Universal Orlando again, and we're talking through what attractions we would not bother waiting for at Universal Studios. So not Islands of Adventure, that will come at a later point, Universal Studios. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So yeah, this week, in case you haven't listened to our previous episodes, we've done one on Magic Kingdom and one on Epcot.
I think.
And basically, for this, it's like a made-up scenario. So there's no express available in this case.
Well, I mean, isn't really for a Universal anyway, unless you're staying on property.
Unless you're staying on property, you're paying a fortune for it.
I swear the fast pass price is more than what you pay for a day entry.
I'm sure it is, yeah.
It's crazy.
It is mental. But for this, we're assuming that every attraction, even the shows or whatever, is 60 minute plus.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to go through the list and talk about whether or not we would wait for that attraction or show or not. We haven't discussed this beforehand, so we could agree on everything, we could disagree on everything, which I think would be quite interesting. So that's how the show is structured. Before we go into this, though, briefly talk fast passes.
Yes.
Because a couple of weeks ago, we did a show, episode 134, I think, where we talked about the fast passes that we wanted to book.
Right.
And we can confirm we got them all.
Yeah, in a tiny little bit of a different order in some cases.
Yeah, we couldn't get Slinky Dog Dash on our first Hollywood Studios day.
So we swapped it with Midway Mania on the second day.
That's right, yeah. So, we've got two fast passes for Slinky Dog Dash on two separate days.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is cool. Other than that, I think we pretty much... It was okay, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all good.
It's fine. We're going to be writing a few tips for how to book fast passes in advance shortly. There is a post on the forum, so that's community.themeparktrainer.com. But I'm going to be writing those up in a lot more detail in the near future. But also, yesterday we made a change to our...
Yeah, I was going to say that. I wasn't sure if you were going
to
mention it.
Yeah, we made a change to our dining reservations because you were looking at menus.
Yeah, I was browsing through the menu for Yachtsman.
Yeah, which does look amazing.
Yeah, which was our second full day restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah, and I noticed they have a dress code. Mm. So, we're not going there anymore.
Well, the thing is, I wouldn't mind going there.
Yeah.
But the problem you've got is we're at Hollywood Studios all day.
Yeah.
And you have to wear khaki shorts is a minimum.
I didn't think it even said shorts, did it?
I think shorts were in there. You have to wear a shirt.
Right, okay, yeah. Yeah. They accept jeans, but they have to be in good condition, which I think mine are anyway. But obviously, you don't really want to be wearing jeans.
No, not
and
really.
I think the biggest problem is that we'd have to leave Hollywood Studios,
yeah,
go back to the hotel to get changed, then go to the restaurant, wherever it is. I don't know where it is.
Yachtsman Steakhouse, which is at the Yacht Club.
Yacht Club, okay. And then go back to the hotel, change again, to come back to Hollywood Studios for Fantasmic.
Yeah, because you can't... I mean, you could say, you could change, you know, in a toilet somewhere.
Yeah.
But you don't really want to keep a shirt in your bag all day because it's just going to look ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, frustratingly, like, in a way, we've cancelled that because we can't be bothered with all the faff of changing into nice clothes when we're on holiday. So I'm probably going to go there next year with Donna on our honeymoon because we've got more evenings free, you know, we're there for 21 nights.
Yeah, yeah, because it was already a little bit tight anyway, because we were trying to get to, I can't, it was like 5 o'clock or something.
5:20,
we
yeah.
And then we wanted to go see Fantasmic, which was at like 7:30 or something like that, like for yeah. Fastpass.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So trying to do all that and have to do a wardrobe change.
Yeah, it was a little bit tight, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So we've, you know, we couldn't have steak there.
No.
The only other place on property where you should be eating steak, really, is, of course, my favourite restaurant, the Celio. So as of right now, we have 2 bookings for the Celio.
Yeah.
One on the second day and one on the last day. And then depending on whether or not you like the Celio, mm-hmm. we will keep or scrap it when we're out there.
Yeah, we can play with it however we feel.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't like it, then...
You're dead to me.
You can go somewhere else and I'll just go to the Celio. But no, yeah, it very much depends on what you feel... And yeah. like with the restaurant when we're out there, mm-hmm. because this is a joint.
It's a democratic trip.
It is, and I feel like we've been pretty good at that. Like I've suggested some restaurants, and you've gone no. We kind of agreed to scrap Planet Hollywood, Rainforest, that kind of thing. I think it's worked pretty well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I said yes to Midway Mania over Ass,
and we all know Ryan loves a bit of Ass.
I do like a bit of Ass. So yeah, that just a few minor changes, but I know some of you we're going to be meeting up with when we're out there, and by all means, we're there from the 12th of October this year for 11 nights. So if you're in Walt Disney World or Universal Orlando during that time, send us a message on Twitter, send me a message, send Dan a message on Twitter, and we can organise something, because we'd like to meet as many of you as possible.
Yeah, we'll be the ones wearing the theme park trader t-shirts.
Not every day, necessarily.
Not every day, no. They could get a bit messy,
but yeah. And we'll be tweeting where we are every day anyway. And to be honest, I think a few shows ago when we booked our ADRs, it's pretty obvious where we're going to be.
Yeah, at exactly the right time as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, we'll find like the whole restaurant is just full of people. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? That would be absolutely incredible. Just to turn up at the Celio and it's full of people that know us. That would be amazing. That'd be we know we've made it.
Not sure that's going to happen, Ryan. Not sure that's going to happen.
No. Well, I'm like family in the Celio anyway, so...
They know you.
They know me too well. Yeah. So, yeah, let's go on to Universal. So, again, let's assume everything is over 60 minutes. We're going to go through the official map. As I said, we're not doing Islands of Adventure, so it's just Universal Studios. And we're going to start in Production Central. I didn't even know that they had...
What names for these
places? I kind of did, I suppose, but I'm not as well versed in Universal as I am Disney.
Yeah.
I kind of knew they had a San Francisco area. I didn't know it was called Production Central, but that's just me being an idiot. So let's start off number one with Despicable Me Minion Mayhem. Are you waiting 60 minutes plus for this attraction?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You sound uncertain. Oh, no. But I would say yes. I love this attraction.
What is it about you that you like? Is it the
I love the pre-show screens? Is great. We could be saying this a lot.
every ride.
Yeah. No, I think it's one of their better screen rides.
It does use the old system though.
The old system.
When it's been there twice before with Hanna-Barbera and Nicktoons and maybe it's something before that. It's I can't remember.
Jimmy Neutron, wasn't it?
Nicktoons, yeah.
Oh, is that what you mean? Right.
Yeah, because they had Jimmy Neutron, SpongeBob, Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, I see, right.
I preferred it when it was that.
I can't really remember that. I did see it when it was like that, but it was so long ago.
And then before that, they had, like, I think it was, like, I don't I want to say, like, Scooby-Doo, Jetsons, Flintstones.
Like, Hanna-Barbera.
Which was great as well. I don't dislike this attraction by any means. It's always got a very long wait anyway.
Yeah.
So the chances are you're probably waiting 6 minutes anyway.
Not if you've got Fast Pass, Ryan.
I don't know what Fast Pass is at Universal. You mean Express?
Whoppa. You watch Friends?
Yeah, yeah. So you like the pre-show?
I love the pre-show.
Is this the fart gun?
Yeah.
It is a good... I like the design of that... Like, you kind of do feel like you're going through the house and stuff.
Yeah,
they've done it quite well.
Yeah, it's very well done, isn't it?
They have done it well. I'm not sure about 60 minutes plus for me.
No?
To be fair, if we're there and you're at Universal and it's 60 minutes this year, I'd probably... Obviously, you love it and I'm not going to just sit out and just be like, oh, I'm just going to...
I'm not going to see this.
I'm going to watch this. I do like it, so I might consider it, but I feel personally it's one of their weaker screen-based attractions.
Okay. I know, obviously, it's not the same as the likes of Transformers or of Spider-Man.
Island of Adventure. Yeah.
But I would say it's one of their better kind of like fixed 3D shows, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it is good. I do like it. I'm not convinced Despicable Me is a strong enough franchise for it to last the test of time.
No, I know what you mean.
I think they will continue to replace this ride with newer franchises.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just replacing the movie and the interior, really.
Yeah. But you could say the same about Shrek, but they've kept that for a long time, haven't they?
That's very true. So, I'm kind of on the fence. I think I might, depending on my mood.
Right, how long do you think you would wait for it?
45 minutes?
Yeah.
So it's kind of the cusp of waiting 60 minutes. And I think I probably would in some scenarios. Mm-hmm. If I just had a PSL when I was in a good mood. Isn't that like all the time, right? Yeah, comes back 30th of August in the UK, by the way.
So is that confirmed date?
Oh, it was confirmed to me on Twitter by a Starbucks employee.
Right, okay.
It's insider knowledge.
They're in the know.
I can't tell you. You can't
disclose who it was.
No. but for Coffee Club members only, 30th of August, guys, is when PSL is back. Certainly in the UK. The US is probably already out.
Probably, yeah.
Comes out in June or whatever. but no, 30th of August in the UK for Starbucks members. I only say that because there's a Starbucks just around the corner.
Yeah, there's a Starbucks.
You've got one in... City Walk.
Yes.
That's usually where I go and get one from.
Right, okay. Well, on the way in. As soon as you get in, because it's on the left-hand side, isn't
it?
That's right. As you come down. Yeah.
I tend to get there for like 7:30.
Right, okay. Because I can never remember when the park's open.
8 o'clock, I think.
8 o'clock, right.
Yeah.
Or is that eight o'clock for early, though?
No, it depends on the park. We've got there, the last couple of years, we've got there for about 7:30, grabbed a coffee on the way in, and the park's opened at 8:00.
Right, okay.
So we've done a load of stuff in the first hour. Universal. I think Universal's only open to 8:00. We do literally loads of stuff in that first hour and then catch the train over to Islands.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we end up doing all the parks by, say, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a little bit quieter in October time anyway, isn't it?
So. Yeah, and that first hour is probably the best time to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Starbucks aside... Sorry, it's getting close to that season, so I'm getting excited. Despicable Me, I might wait. It depends on the day. So moving on to Shrek 4D. 60 minutes? You wait for that?
I probably wouldn't wait 60 minutes for it.
No, I think I'd wait 30.
Yeah, probably 30 minutes. It's good. It was good in the day.
Yeah.
It's a bit tired now.
The franchise is dead as well, isn't it? I mean, I know they're making a new one.
Are they?
I think so,
really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen any of them after 2.
2 was okay. 3 was terrible. 4 was 4 was alright, actually. But yeah, it just feels dated. You can buy it on DVD as well.
Mm.
I know it's not in 3D, 4D, but you can buy it on DVD.
Yeah, it's just the whole thing looks very tired for me as well. Just the fact that on the outside... The whole building looks really tired now and really like...
It just looks like a movie theatre. There's no real design put into it.
Yeah, I think the when you first went on it, 10 years ago, whenever it opened?
More than that, yeah.
The kind of the effect of the chairs moving was quite new and it was quite a good effect.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of a bit clunky.
Yeah, it does feel it, doesn't it? I do actually like the pre-show with the dungeons.
The pre-show is good. Yeah.
With the little piggies. Oh no! Please.
And Pinocchio.
Do not flog me anymore. Yeah, Pinocchio's nose comes out and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a little bit. What do they call it? Is it flogging? Something like that, isn't it?
I think it's flogging.
When every time
you'll be flogged. Or
every
something.
Time they mention it, everyone has to go. Oh no! And it's like all the Americans are like really into it, and you can see the British people just like. Oh no! Audience participation, please kill me now.
Yeah.
But I do like that bit. It's cool. I would say I prefer that than the actual movie.
Yeah.
Because you get to see all the characters a bit more.
True.
I don't like
a lot of those characters you don't actually see in the show much.
No, I feel with Shrek the supporting characters are better than the main cast.
Yeah.
So the Gingerbread Man, Pinocchio, the Three Little Pigs, for me they're all better than Shrek and Fiona.
They're generally funnier, aren't they?
Yeah, and Donkey's just got to the point where he's just overused. Like, the first movie was great, but then he just gets more and more Eddie Murphy as it goes on. And Eddie Murphy's just not fun anymore. He was great in the 80s and early 90s, but he's not so fun anymore.
I've seen him in anything much recently.
No, his last few movies have not been successful. I think Shrek's probably
the last big hitter he did.
Yeah. So, we're probably not waiting an hour for that. Written by Rocket, Would you be able to stand in the queue for an hour without pooping yourself?
I've been on this. I didn't particularly like it.
What track did you choose? What track?
I can't remember now.
Or were you too worried that you didn't have time to select a track? Because they don't give you a lot of time.
They don't give you a huge amount of time. Yeah, because I didn't really get a chance to look through all of them. I can't remember. I have a feeling, is there a ZZ Top one?
Yes, there is, yeah.
It might have been that one.
Is it Give Me All Your Lovin'?
It might have been.
I think it is.
Yeah, it might have been that one.
Because I think I've... Yeah, Give Me All Your Lovin'.
They don't give you a lot of time to look through it. And so I was like trying to skim through and thinking, oh, that, I'll go for that. That's listenable.
Yeah, I think that's... I've listened to that one. I've listened to Limp Bizkit for...
Right.
Because I try and concentrate on the music rather than the horrific lift that starts that ride.
See, I don't mind the lift.
Yeah.
The drop is...
The drop's quite intense, isn't it?
The drop is intense.
That ride feels like it goes upside down when it doesn't.
Yeah,
it's weird one, isn't it?
I mean, the actual layout of the track it was perfectly fine with. The bit that I didn't like was the fact that it rattled my head a lot.
Mm.
And it really sort of... It gave me a headache afterwards.
Yeah.
So, for that reason, I didn't enjoy it.
Have you been on it since?
No, I've only been on it once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've only been... Well, because I only went on it last trip, I think. That was the first time I've been on it.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't enjoy it.
I get that on the Hulk sometimes, but I feel like you really have to... Like, if you sit back with your head right against the back and try and keep it still,
mm-hmm.
I find it's okay.
Right, okay, yeah, yeah.
The same with the Hulk. On my head, I've had earache before because I've just gone BANG! Like, on the side.
I think the Hulk is a bit smoother now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Since they've changed the track.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I could try and give it another go, like Rip Ride Rocket, and kind of keep my, as you say, keep your head in position.
Yeah.
I have a feeling the seats are really hard as well, like the actual headrest.
I think you might be
padding to it, it's just solid plastic, isn't it? So you're just like, bam.
Well, the worst for me is the first time I went on that ride, there was a Universal, and I told him the story before, there's a Universal engineer sat next to me, fixing the ride. That was the worst, like, because I was very scared about going on that ride because of the... I'm not great with heights.
Yeah.
And that's like a real straight, like 90 degrees up, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, completely.
And there's literally a guy just fixing it as I'm sat next to him.
And he's just like, where does this bit go?
And I'm like, what is going on here? I don't know.
Ah! He's just casually like screwing.
He's like casually fixing the screen.
Yeah.
As it's going. I'm like, this can't be good if the ride's breaking like this. So yeah, I think I would wait 60 minutes. I haven't had the need to.
No, I can't remember how long I waited. I would have had Fastpass, actually, back in June, so I probably wouldn't have waited too long.
You wouldn't have had Fastpass.
It had broken down, actually, just before I went on.
It does break down a lot.
I was waiting a little bit for it,
yeah,
because it was broken down, and then it came back. But yeah, I don't think the queue was too long for it, though.
No, it's never usually that big. It used to be pretty bad, but it's not usually that bad anymore.
Right.
I probably would... If it came to it, I think it's one of the rides at Universal I would wait 60 minutes for.
Okay.
But obviously it's hardly ever going to be that, but mm-hmm. I think I probably would. I do like it in a weird, petrified, quiet kind of way. and then moving on to Transformers, for me, yeah, I'm waiting 60 minutes for that.
Yeah, I probably would as well.
I think it's one of the better screen-based rides I've got.
Yeah.
And considering, obviously, it's based on Michael Bay's movies, I think they've done a really good job with it.
Yeah, yeah.
It is basically a copy of Spider-Man.
Pretty much, isn't it? The ride vehicle is almost identical. The kind of the way it works is
pretty
basically
much the
same, yeah.
Well, it's done really well. There's practical effects in there as well.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I do really like this one, so I don't think there's any... If I saw it posted at 60 minutes in October,
yeah,
I'd probably wait for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have waited for it 60 minutes because I was there when they were doing soft openings of it.
Right, yeah.
So I think I waited about 60 minutes or so for it.
Yeah.
And ever since it's opened, it's generally got quite a long queue.
Yeah.
I think they massively overestimated the queue.
Yeah. It's huge, isn't it? It's absolutely huge.
It's huge. And they've got clips in the road where they can put in more queue as well.
Yeah.
And I saw, and they were putting this in when it first opened, and it's just like they massively overestimated the queue.
It's never been...
No.
For me, in October, I don't think I've ever really seen it go out the door.
No, because it comes out of the door and it goes around the corner and then it goes under some like shelter.
And there's
it?
Loads of rows there.
And I've never seen it in that.
No,
never.
No, no, nor have I. And you go, you could tend to go when it's a little bit busier.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't really think there's a season anymore, but
no. But generally, Universal is slightly quieter.
Yeah, definitely from my experience. Yeah. So I wait 60 minutes for that. And moving on to New York. New York. Race Through New York starring Jimmy Fallon. 60 minutes. I mean, I've only been on it once.
I've been on it a couple of times.
I like it.
It's a nice ride, yeah.
I went on it, I think, our second time we were in Universal, it was... They weren't doing the whole coloured come back return times because it was 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we just walked on it.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. I don't watch Jimmy Fallon. I watch him on YouTube occasionally.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have a huge appeal over here.
No, I don't get a lot of the in-jokes.
No. Well, I got quite a few of them. Right. I've watched a lot of his stuff on YouTube.
I haven't watched that much of him, really. I've watched a few bits.
Yeah.
And generally, like, when I'm over there, because... What show is he on? I can never remember.
The Late Show? The Tonight Show?
Tonight Show, right, okay.
Yeah.
Because I often watch a lot of Conan.
Yeah, he's good.
Because he's, like, on every weekday, isn't he?
Yeah.
Basically. So I don't really see a lot of Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. The ride's good, I think, but I don't think I'd wait 60 minutes. The pre-show was quite good with the Barbershop Quartet guys.
Oh, hang on, which pre-show do you mean? Because there's, like, two, really, isn't there? You've got kind of the bit where you're in the waiting room, almost, and you've got, like, the Barbershop Quartet come out, and does Hashtag the Panda come out as well sometimes?
It comes out at some point, yeah.
And then you go upstairs, and then there's a pre-show where he's doing, like, the safety instructions with the Roots.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That's good, yeah.
And then you go into the actual ride.
I like the Barbershop Quartet as well.
Right.
But I feel like it was great the first time I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it'll be different every time you go back now?
No, because there was a guy sat about two away from us that was literally repeating everything they were saying word for word.
Amazing.
So, your classic and your pass holder, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's going to be any different. I liked it the first time around, but probably not so much the second time.
Mm.
Looking forward to going on it again, because I've only been on it once.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know if I would want to wait.
I don't know if I'd wait 60 minutes for it. No,
I might, like, 30. Yes, maybe 45.
Yeah, I think I'd agree.
Maybe
60 minutes is probably a push for me.
Yeah.
So moving on to Revenge of the Mummy. I mean, this is never going to be 60 minutes.
It's never going to be. I don't know why it's not 60 minutes, because it's a fantastic ride.
It's good. Yeah.
I love this ride. I mean, I would definitely wait 60 minutes for it.
I would as well.
I definitely have waited 60 minutes for it when it came out.
I think I probably have as well.
Yeah. But
when it used to be better as well.
When it used to be better.
It used to be faster. They used to have different ride cars. They used to have the restraints that came over your head.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I wonder why they changed that.
I don't know.
But
I would wait 60 minutes for this.
Yeah, it is a fantastic ride.
It's good. I'm wondering how long it's going to be there.
What do you reckon they'll remove it?
Well, it hardly ever has a queue.
True.
The Mummy franchise...
And you can say a lot about that. You can say a lot
about that. But this one really never does.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I don't know why. The Mummy franchise is kind of dead.
Yeah, they tried to bring it back with the Tom Cruise one, and that didn't really...
Didn't go down well, did it?
That sunk. That kind of essentially sunk all their plans, didn't it? Because they were planning on making, like, a brand new, like, dark horror, like...
Like a universe, weren't they?
Yeah. And I think that was what it was. It was the Dark Universe, wasn't it?
Yeah,
And, that kind of sunk after they released the first film.
Yeah.
So it's not a good
start. Really did. No, not at all. I would wait 60 minutes for it. I have definitely got concerns that this is going within the next 5-6 years.
It's very concerning. Although, at least in Ireland, because they have removed Dragon Challenge, is it called? But they're replacing it with a track ride, aren't they? I think.
Yes, they are, yeah.
So at least they're kind of doing that. So if they took out the Mummy, they might replace it with another track ride, which is what they would need to do.
I hope so. It's a big enough building for it.
Yeah, they wouldn't need... They shouldn't take it out and replace it with a Scream ride.
No. I hope not. Did you hear also the Sinbad show is closing?
Oh, no. Ireland.
But Poseidon's Fury is remaining open. I mean...
Amazing.
It sounds like they might be doing what I've said they should be doing all along to that area and just turn it into Harry Potter.
Right, okay. They could turn it into Fantastic Beasts, couldn't they?
Well, maybe they will. Maybe they will.
Maybe.
That would make sense.
Yeah, because, I mean, part of me thinks that they might turn Dragon Challenge into Fantastic Beasts, but considering the whole land is based on Harry Potter, it's probably not going to be Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah. If they do that, they can't then do it well, I suppose they could, because it's right next door.
True, but is it right next door, or is it...
You literally go, you walk in and it's kind of there, isn't it?
Yeah. True. It's kind of like just, I can't remember if it's just before the train or just after the train.
Just after the train.
Right, okay. That's still a bit weird, isn't it? If having it like just after the train, unless they move the entrance.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I'm all for that whole area. The whole land should just close. It's rubbish. Yeah, it's just terrible. It's awful.
Yeah.
What
was interesting when we were listening, just on a slight tangent, we were both listening to the Universal After Dark Halloween Horror Night episodes, weren't we?
Yes. And which are good, by the way. We're never one for not promoting things that are good. Yeah. So go and listen to those guys. They did some great live episodes of Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, they were brilliant. And one ride that Craig seems to love is Cat in the Hat.
I like Cat in the Hat.
I don't remember the last time I've been on it.
This year.
We're going to have to give it a try.
It's so bad it's good. And it's going to look weird that two guys in their late 20s are going to be going on it.
Well, it's not as bad as two guys in their like 30s, 40s.
That's true. Yeah, that's very true. I do. I kind of think that ride's okay. We're waiting 60 minutes for the Mummy. Blues Brothers show. Let's say the queue is outside of the street for the next show.
But you're so far away from it, you have to wait for the next showing.
Yes.
To see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not waiting for
I'm not waiting for 60 minutes for that. No. I think the Blues Brothers, while they put on a good show,
mm-hmm.
are they that relevant anymore? Probably not.
Not really.
It's one of those things that probably needs to just be replaced.
I don't really know the Blues Brothers. I never saw the film.
Right, okay. So, the film's pretty good, actually. Right. But yeah. Starbucks, waiting 60 minutes for PSL, no doubt about that.
Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
San Francisco, moving into San Francisco, Fast and Furious Supercharged. So now we've not been on it.
No, we've not been on it, so I would wait 60 minutes.
Because I've not been on it.
Because, yeah, but I suspect my opinion would change quickly.
Yes, based on reviews, based on what I've seen of the attraction,
yeah.
I'm after going on it once where I would wait 60 minutes, I don't think I would ever... Well, A, maybe never go on it again. And B...
I don't know if I would never go on it again.
I don't like Fast and Furious.
I don't like the... I'm not a big fan of the franchise. I've only really seen the first couple of films. That sort of thing. I don't know.
Well, I think for now, we say we wait 60 minutes because it would be our first time.
Yeah.
But we probably won't after that.
Yeah, I would have thought.
It's a really difficult decision this year, whether to go... You know, what do we go to first? Is it still Harry Potter? Or do you do Fast and Furious?
You could even do Despicable Me.
Or
Given the queue. Yeah. You could smash Despicable Me to begin with, then go to Harry Potter.
Yeah, or maybe go Despicable Me, Fast and Furious,
yeah,
then Harry Potter, and then back for Mummy.
That's kind of the path anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you go past... Well, you can bypass Despicable Me. You can cut the corner off, can't you?
Yeah.
But considering if you got in there early enough, you could do that really quickly.
Yeah.
And then head to Fast and Furious.
Yeah. So moving on to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Diagon Alley. Diagon Alley! Halls Express. Are we waiting 60 minutes for that?
Halls Express.
Halls Express.
Oh, I thought you said Halls.
Halls Express. The Cosby Express.
Yeah.
I'm probably not.
It's, yeah.
It's a cool ride, but... I remember the first time I went on it.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
I mean, like, the effects are fantastic, aren't they?
They are good.
The way that the Death Eaters have come in and like frost the glass up.
Apart from the train reversing.
Yeah.
It just looks crap, doesn't it?
Mm, the way it reverses into the station is just not right, is it?
No.
They could do with just, like, even somehow making it turn.
Mm.
They just need to make it turn.
They needed to have a turntable so that it kind of... It went out of the station.
Yeah.
Maybe went into the station, dropped people off, went out, turned around and came back in. Yeah. Something like that. Or they had three trains so that one would go off and turn while the next one is coming in, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, that...
Yeah, because you'd think they could... Well, I suppose it's difficult, isn't it? Because they like to see the train coming into the station and they like to stop because then people can see the train and everything like that.
Yeah.
But then how do you get it to reverse out? And it's difficult, isn't it? Like, without it reversing out.
Mm.
It's tricky. But, yeah.
Yeah, the whole reversing thing does spoil it, I think.
It shouldn't reverse into the station, really.
No.
No.
No, it doesn't look good. But I don't think I'm waiting 60 minutes. I think I'd rather just walk over to Islands or Universal.
Well, and obviously it wouldn't take 60 minutes to walk between the two, would it?
So no.
You'd be saving yourself some time. And once you've kind of been on it a few times... It doesn't change, does it? It's always the same.
It's always the same too, yeah.
Oh, is it? Right, okay.
It depends where you get on. So you've got one...
What, one way, one the other?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yep. So you've only seen one?
I may have only seen one.
Which one? The Universal to Islands? Or the Islands Universal?
I think Universal to Islands.
That's the one I've seen. I think I've only seen the Islands Universal once.
Right, okay.
The thing is, because Universal opens at 8,
yeah.
That's the way I usually do it.
Right, okay, yeah.
That makes sense? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm probably not waiting 60 minutes for that. Harry Potter and Escape from Gringotts.
I would wait 60 minutes for that.
I'm waiting 60 minutes for that. Yeah. I think it's a great ride. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I prefer it to the other one.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I prefer it because the other one makes me a bit motion sick.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it is, whether it's the screens or something. It makes me a bit rough. The other one, it doesn't make me rough at all. Because you're kind of on like a moving track and everything, which I prefer to being on like an arm.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird. But
do you still go on it, the other one?
I haven't been on it in a couple of years, actually.
Oh, really?
But I will give it another try this year.
I can single ride it if you think it's going to make you sick. So, yeah, I'm waiting 60 minutes. I think that's a great ride. Ollivanders.
Ollivanders. People do wait 60 minutes.
It's usually a big queue, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never actually done it.
I might have done it. I think I've done it.
It's audience interaction, so I can't be bothered with it.
Yeah, I think I have done it once.
And it's also in the wrong place.
It's very I don't know, what would be the word? It's very tucked away. You don't really know it's there.
Sorry, what I should have said is Ollivanders in Diagon Alley in Universal Studios is in the right place, but they have one in Hogsmeade, and Ollivanders does not exist. Sorry.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Ollivanders doesn't exist in Hogsmeade. There's no shop there.
Yes, yeah.
So I don't know why they put it in.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, presumably they did it because they didn't have any plans for the other one.
Yeah, at that point, yeah.
But, yeah, I was thinking of the one in
Islands.
I've done that one. Yeah. I haven't done the one in...
Yeah, I don't think I'm waiting 60 minutes for that.
No, I do. Like, once you've done it kind of once...
Yeah.
It's just you don't need to see it again, really.
Yeah. And that's it for Harry Potter, I think. Well, you've got the Tales of Beedle the Bard. And Celestina... Celestine, something Warbeck and the Banshees. I'm not waiting 60 minutes for a show. Basically. Excuse me.
No. Or the Gringotts Money Exchange.
No, not that.
I don't even know what that is.
No.
Like, I've been in there and we were just like...
What is this?
What is this? I don't understand. And then we just walked out.
I don't think I've been in there.
No? It's just like a bank. Or not like a bank. It's just like got a counter.
Yeah.
And that's it. And there's nothing like to tell you what it is.
Brilliant.
Really? Unless I miss something.
Yeah, you miss the person behind the counter changing into dollars or galleons. World Expo next. Fear Factor Live.
No.
I think I've done this once. I didn't like it.
I don't know if I've ever done it.
I might not have done it either, actually. It's not my kind of thing.
No, it's not my kind of thing. So I wouldn't have thought that my family would have done it when we were younger.
Yeah.
I don't think we would have done. Just like seeing somebody conquer their fears or whatever.
No, so I'm just bored with that. I don't care. Basically, even without queuing for an hour, it's 45 minutes or whatever out of my day.
Yeah, it's quite a long show, isn't it?
Waste of my time.
Yeah.
So no, not waiting for that. And Men in Black Alien Attack. This is tricky, because it's a tough one. It's dated.
It is dated. They do need to improve it. But I like those sort of rides. I do enjoy it.
You've
got like the Buzz Lightyear one. And to some degree, Midway Mania is like that. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, it's like a 2.0 version, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like a new... That's what they need.
Yeah, really. They just need to update it.
I mean, it'd be like, would they keep Men in Black? I don't know.
I'm not sure, yeah.
Was it the third film? Is that the most recent one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an okay film.
It was, yeah. It's about number two, which was terrible.
But I mean, it's a few years old now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they haven't done anything with it. So, I don't think I could see them, if they did scrap it.
Yeah.
Or renovate it, I think they would change the theme.
Probably, I think as well, yeah.
And I think that's what they need to do, really. They need to change the ride, but keep the kind of the style of the ride.
Yeah, I think I might wait 60 minutes. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
I do like it.
I probably...
Depends how I feel.
Yeah, I probably... Because it's inside queue as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, no, if it's 60 minutes, it'll be outside.
Oh, okay, is it? Right.
Yeah.
So...
Because you do have... I have queued all around that bit before.
Oh, okay. Outside.
And then you have that terrible pre-show. Where they're like, welcome to the tour of this facility kind of thing. And you're like, oh.
And kind of like, just the whole, as we, I know we've said it's dated, but the whole like inside bit where they've got like the desks,
yeah,
that just looks really good.
Animatronics aren't that good, do they? No.
But I probably would, at stretch, I would wait 60 minutes. I don't think I would wait much longer.
Yeah. So moving on to Springfield, Simpsons Ride.
I'm not sure.
I probably would wait 60 minutes. I think I have waited 60 minutes several times.
Oh, I'm sure I have waited 60 minutes for it when it was new. Yeah. And I think the queue probably still now does get to a 60
it can
minutes
do, yeah.
at least.
I do like the ride. I think I would wait for it. For me personally, I'd still prefer it if Back to the Future came back in there.
Yeah.
That was better than The Simpsons.
I'm not sure. I might only wait like 45 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes for
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I don't think
fair.
It's one of their best shows.
No, I like that. There's a lot of Simpsons like in jokes and stuff in there, which
yeah,
I like,
which are good. I think I don't just the way they've done it with the screen. I don't particularly like.
Yeah,
it kind of makes everything look a bit warped, a little bit stretched.
It does actually.
You're
yeah,
sitting.
You're right. It does.
Like it works. It's kind of, essentially it's the same effect as Soarin', essentially, like the massive screen, curved
yeah,
screen,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
But the cartoon looks a bit weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, like it's something not quite right about it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I would wait 60 minutes for it if you wanted to go on it. And
yeah,
60 minutes. I would wait for it.
Ordinarily, maybe not. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Kang on Kodos Twirl and Hurl. No.
I don't know if I've ever been on.
I've never been on it. It just looks like a little fairground ride.
Yeah.
So I can't be bothered with it.
I'm not a big fan of like the teacups. So.
No.
You said before like your dad.
Yeah.
Spin you around. So you, yeah, I don't. I can't really cope with all the spinning.
Yeah. And what are you going to be like an ass? Doesn't
yeah,
that spin?
I think so. I'm going to have to see what it's like.
Yeah.
What I want them to do. Is have a hat that you can buy a hat, so you're buying an ass hat. Ass hat.
Oh, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Oh, you're wearing the ass hat.
Obviously, they wouldn't call it an ass hat, but everyone
would
know
you're a bit of an ass hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm waiting for that. Duff Brewery, I'm happily waiting 60 minutes for a Duff.
Moe's Tavern.
The food in Universal with quick service is not great.
It's not Disney, is it?
It's not. It's
no.
really not.
I mean,
it's very expensive.
One thing that we glossed over was Richter's. I love Richter's.
Richter's Burger?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Richter's,
that's all right,
the burgers and the milkshakes are amazing.
Yeah.
They say the milkshakes are more of an ice cream because they're so thick.
Yeah.
You can't drink them through a straw. You get a spoon, I think, with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are brilliant.
That is true. I've eaten at Moe's Tavern several times and the food's okay.
Yeah.
But just okay.
Yeah. I often get a hot dog from Simpsons. There's like a hot dog stand.
Oh, yeah.
Opposite the Simpsons ride, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually, when I've eaten there, I usually get a taco from the Bumblebee Man.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. pretty good as well, actually. So moving into Woody Woodpecker's Kid Zone, I mean, I don't understand why this area still exists. No kid knows who Woody Woodpecker is anymore.
No, let alone E.T.
Let alone E.T. So I think we could probably...
Or Fievel's Playground. Like,
right.
Like, Fievel's Goes West was, like, barely my age, really.
It's ridiculous, isn't
yeah.
it? So I think we can probably rinse through these pretty quickly, to be fair. Animal Actors on Location?
No.
I've seen it once. It was average.
Yeah, I've seen it. I
can't be bothered to watch it again. Not waiting for that. A Day in the Park with Barney?
Nope.
I've seen that a couple of times when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I may have seen it. I don't remember it.
It was okay, but I wouldn't wait 60 minutes now. That's a 27-year-old. I think it'd be quite weird. Curious George.
Yeah, Barney!
Yeah, Barney! Barney's not even out anymore as well.
No, did they not make it?
I don't think so,
sure.
No.
It wouldn't surprise me if it was made on like one of the US like obscure channels.
No, I don't think they make it anymore.
Okay.
Curious George Goes to Town? No.
No, I've never seen that. Curious George is more modern, isn't it, than
yeah.
Barney?
Woody Woodpecker's Nuthouse Coaster? No.
No, I don't know. I was trying to think of what one that is. I don't remember that.
Woody Woodpecker's not.
Where is it? Can you see it on the map there? But, yeah. I don't remember it. I wouldn't wait an hour for it because it would be like some like small ride, wouldn't it? But
yeah, it's like the Great Caffini one.
The which one?
The Great Caffini in New Fantasyland. There it is.
Okay, it looks really tame, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just goes round, down there, up round, and then it's done, pretty much. So I'm not waiting 60 minutes for that. Fievel's Playland? Nope.
No.
E.T. Adventure?
Nope.
Definitely not. I will go on it this year. I go on it every year.
Yeah.
I'll probably go on it both times at Universal because it's only 5 minute wait.
Yeah, I do quite often. I don't know if I go on it every year, but I go on it every few years, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And
I have
it's
to
always
admit
the same.
Obviously, we did the special with Universal After Dark on E.T.
Yeah.
I do like the first half of that ride. Because it's E.T.
Yeah,
E.T.'s
the first
a great
half,
film.
And then it goes completely off the rails, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then someone's had some mushrooms and it all goes wrong. But I'm not waiting an hour for it, no chance. Yeah,
no way.
And then moving into Hollywood, the only thing there really now is Universal Orlando's horror makeup show. I'm not waiting an hour for that. No. I think you used to have T2 3D here.
Oh, is that gone completely now?
It's gone, yeah. They're working on something else.
Right.
Haven't said what yet.
Oh, yeah, I've forgotten that. Gone.
Yeah, there's rumours that it was going to be that ABBA show. Yeah. No chance. No chance.
There's no way that was a legitimate rumour.
No.
It was just like absolute
rubbish.
Who made
that crap up? No. No, it's not happening. But makeup show, no, I'm not waiting 60 minutes for that. And then the park-wide performances, Universal Superstar Parade.
No, I don't think I've ever seen any of the parades in Universal.
We kind of, it got in our way, basically. We were trying to get across.
Actually, yes, that rings up.
I think we were trying to get to the Mummy, and it was going past, and we couldn't get across.
Yeah, I was trying to
get... So we had to watch it.
I was going back from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Like going down like past where T2 was, and that sort of like there's a kind of an open courtyard sort of a bit between the two.
Yes.
And it was around there.
Yeah. It's not a good parade. It's really bad. I think it doesn't help that Universal don't have any like decent characters really.
They don't have the kind of like loved franchises that Disney have.
No.
So it just can't really.
It doesn't fit together very well. No. There's not a story to it like there is.
I don't really know why they have a parade.
No.
Because they don't need it, because like Universal is aimed at an older audience.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I can understand them having Woody Woodpecker's Kid Zone to like give the kids something.
Yeah,
when they go with the parents. I mean, I wouldn't be disappointed if they took the whole land out.
What I would like to see personally is when Nintendo comes in having a Nintendo parade.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing.
Yeah,
much better than what they've
I think
now.
That would appeal more, because I think obviously Nintendo itself has got more.
Everyone knows the characters. Yeah. Everyone can recognise them. Yeah, maybe you have a few well recognised universe ones like SpongeBob, the Minions.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, you've got like Dora the Explorer mixed in with SpongeBob, which is not even the same
back,
age group.
That's coming back, isn't it?
They're making a live action movie,
live action film, which we.
Hey. And then finally, Universal Orlando's Cinematic Celebration.
See, I haven't seen the new show yet.
No, so we can't really say.
I liked the old show.
Mm.
I don't know what the new one is like. Will we see that?
I don't think we will, because the one night we're there is Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, and presumably they don't show it when it's Halloween Horror Night night.
No, they don't.
Well, because obviously that starts at like 6:30 or something.
Yeah,
it? So
yeah.
It'd be unlikely.
So no, we won't be seeing it this year.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously we can go.
We might be able to go.
We've got a night where we have a free show, we could go over there because we've got the tickets.
Yeah.
So the only thing it would cost us is like a taxi over there.
Exactly,
really.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much those cost.
$30-$40 maybe?
We'll see. So we could go see it.
Yeah, if we've got time, we will.
Yeah.
Sure. And then that's it. That's it for Universal Studios. So let us know whether you agree or disagree with what we would wait for and not wait for Universal Studios Orlando. You can kind of contact us on our website, themeparktrader.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all the socials. Our username is themeparktrader. I'm on Twitter as well. I am Ryanox, RYANOGS. Dan is also on Twitter.
Yep, Scrooby Online, SCROBY Online.
And if you have time, we would love it if you search for Theme Park Trader in iTunes, hit the 5-star review rating, and leave us a lovely little comment. So we will be back, as always, next week, and we will see you then.
Ah, there you are, and just in time. There's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.